Hello, and thank you for listening to Weekend Warriors Hockey, the official podcast of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. And welcome to episode 7 of season 2 here on Weekend Warriors Hockey. Remember, if you have any show topic ideas or any feedback, please email us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com. I'm Austin, and joining me today are the Chief Executive Warrior, Rick Parisi, and our guest for this episode, a recent first-time Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy camp attendee. Rick and Eric, how are you guys doing today?
Awesome. How are you doing, Austin?
I'm good.
Doing well, Austin. Thanks for having me.
Eric Steger is joining us today. Before we get into today's episode, I did want to give a quick update. If anybody, you know, the three of you out there that listened to the last episode, there was a kind of a back and forth between Bobby and I. We had a playoff game between each other, our two teams. Unfortunately, Bobby's team won 5-1. But it was 2-1 with about 8 minutes left in the third. So they potted in three goals in the later part of the game. So of other interest is we had a redraft, and now I'm on Bobby's team for next season. So if you can't beat them, join them. So, but yeah, it was a close game. We're out of the playoffs, and they play again tonight. So we're Wednesday, the 26th of May here. So they play tonight. We play in a consolation game at 10:15, which sucks. But anyway. All right, so let's move on into today's episode. So this is going to be part 3 of what we're looking to be a 4-part series on the 2021 Atlanta camp. The idea here is to do a deep dive on one camp from and have folks on from different perspectives. So if you haven't listened to parts one and two, go ahead and give those two a listen so you can hear the different perspectives about the same camp. So this week we wanted to have a perspective from a new to hockey player and also a first-time camper. So that's why we have Eric here. So for this episode, Rick and I are welcoming Eric, and he's going to share his Atlanta camp experience. So quickly, a little bit about him. He's originally from Philadelphia. He is a big Flyers fan. In fact, he said he will not attend a Pittsburgh camp. He just can't do it. And that makes sense. But he does currently live in Carmel, Indiana. He's always wanted to play ice hockey, all the way back to when he was a kid, and he loved watching the Flyers and NHL games in general, but he just couldn't afford it growing up. Like many of us, it is a problem when you're growing up and you're trying to play a very expensive sport. He actually bought a pair of skates about 20 years ago when he lived in Atlanta after college and intended to try to finally play some hockey, but life got in the way between work, business, school, kids, job relocation, and everything else going on. The skates pretty much stayed in the box. So fast forward to about a year ago, and he was fast approaching a major milestone birthday, and he finally bought the rest of his hockey equipment and signed up for beginners or structural league in Carmel. Eric said he was sure that he was the oldest player there and would thoroughly embarrass himself, but luckily he was not the oldest one there. And although he admittedly struggled on the ice, he's kept at it, and he's now playing in two leagues. And he also has found Weekend Warriors Hockey, which will kind of go into how he found that and has committed to becoming better, a better player, which is awesome, which is why we do this. So with that, Eric, again, welcome to the show. We appreciate you coming on and sharing your experience. So
thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me start with asking you, how exactly did you find out about Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy?
Yeah, I mean, literally USA Hockey sends out the hard print magazines once a month because you're forced to sign up for USA Hockey to play in the instructional leagues. And I saw a small little advertisement in the back and said, Weekend Warrior. I'm like, okay, this sounds interesting. I was tired of sucking. I still suck. And frankly, the great thing about the introduction to the camp, like half the guys were like, yeah, I just want to suck less. So it caught my attention. I was worried, candidly, that it would be like for upper levels and folks that are like legit coaching. Because candidly, as an adult, I'm just trying to stay upright. Like, I've never been taught what a C cup was short of a YouTube video. So it caught my eye. I reached out to Rick. I said, look, I am a true beginner in every sense of the word. Will I be overwhelmed or should I come? And he was incredibly welcoming and said, absolutely. There's a number of beginners out here. Sign up. And so I signed up the following week.
Yeah. So Rick, those paid advertisements in USA Hockey seems to be working out.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, Eric's story about, you know, thinking that they aren't good enough for camp is, I think we've even talked about it on the podcast before. It's just one of the most common things that people, misconceptions, I guess, you know, people feel like, oh, I'm just starting out, you know, I'm not going to be good enough. But you know, it's a great environment to learn because you have a very supportive environment. You have other novice players. The players that are better, I'll remember they were there, and the coaches, of course, are supportive. And of course, you know, as a novice player, you probably found that, you know, you make the greatest improvement. You know, I mean, a guy who's been playing 20 years is going to learn some things and get better. But the guy who's been playing for 6 months is, you know, going to just really just radically change their game.
It's a great point, Rick. And that fear or concern or intimidation, if you will, of if I go there, I'm going to be the worst one there, or you're going to have 20 people looking at me as I fall trying to do a pivot. Everyone was incredibly supportive. Yeah. And in fact, at the they encourage you to fall. They encourage you to try and get out of your comfort zone, which I thought was incredibly welcoming.
Yep. Great. Good to hear.
Yep, absolutely. So, Eric, overall, what were your thoughts on the Atlanta camp, from value to coaching to execution or anything else you want to throw out there?
I'll be a big advertisement for it, but in all candor, I've already signed up for next year's. That's the value I got out of it. But I didn't think it was all that expensive. Candidly, the travel was probably the most expensive. But to have four coaches and not including the goalie coach, who were really split out and focused on your attention and giving you tips was fantastic. As I said in the intro, I heard of a C cut on YouTube, but I've never actually had someone go, no, this is how you do it. And there were a couple of times where I was struggling on the ice and you were busy doing your own thing on the other side of the rink. And Keith came over and was like, no, this is how you do it. So I think the coaching was absolutely fantastic. And I said it earlier, as adults, we don't get coaching. You just kind of go and you throw on some skates and you hope not to fall too often. And where are you on the ice position? I mean, so it isn't just the ice time. It's also the coach, coach talk or the videos of, okay, this is where you should be. So it's all of that, the mental aspect of the game that you also begin to pick up. So I thought it was a great experience. And the camaraderie, again, as I alluded to earlier, everyone was supportive. There were a couple of us novices that kind of clustered in one little corner and hung out, tried to stay upright. But I rapidly learned that I wasn't the newest player. So it was a great experience.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. And I think that's what Rick and Rob designed the program to be. What would you say after you've come back, and how has the camp changed your thoughts about how to improve your skills as an adult hockey player?
That's a great question. I'm a lot more comfortable going backwards than I thought I would be. It'll be a while since I can do a backward crossover. So still things to work on, but I feel more comfortable on the ice. There's an awareness that I now have to think, okay. And it isn't the center for two wingers. It's that F1, two and three that we were taught. So it's a different mindset. And I've scored a couple goals already. Coming back, one of my teammates actually literally said to me, you look faster. What did you do over the past couple?
That's awesome.
I was like, oh, I'm not. I went to this camp. So I've been telling a couple guys over in Carmel that, and they're thinking about doing it. But yeah, that was the biggest takeaway. A little bit more speed, positioning, and just comfort on the ice.
Yeah. So are you able to do more than just, say, play games? Are you able to do what we call stick and puck or stick time, where you just go out and you're able to, or even at public skate, and work on some of the things we did?
Not since camp. I'm playing twice a week now, but it's the instructional league. So we start out with 15 minutes of drills.
Oh, cool.
Here's the biggest comparison. The instructional D league in Carmel, where I live now, we have one coach for 20, well, let's call it 18 skaters that showed up the other day. So he's throwing out a basic drill, but it's not that one-on-one, whereas we had 20 some skaters and three coaches. It's a huge difference, but no, I haven't had a chance to get the stick and puck yet. I'm sure I'll get there a couple of times over the summer.
Okay. Yeah. So let's transition maybe a little bit. And, you know, you talked about the things you felt like you improved on while you were there and you're able to carry forward. What would you say coming out of the camp are kind of your biggest challenges that face you as an adult hockey player? And they don't necessarily have to be skills related. They could be anything related to everything going on in your life, to ice time, to anything like that. So what would you say some of your, maybe a couple of the biggest challenges you face as an adult hockey player?
I mean, other than the general soreness at 50, trying to play hockey.
Right.
No, I mean, it's really carving out the time. It's how do I spend even more time to get better? As I just alluded to, I haven't done stick and pucks, which are the practice times. I'm playing twice a week and getting better and having a ton of fun. But to work on your skills, I haven't had the time to do it. So that's one of the biggest challenges. And then just skill wise, as I said before, still trying to transition when to transition as a defenseman from forward to backwards. And wow, they're going a lot faster than I am going forward than I am going backwards. So, but those are some of the big ones, practice time. And then again, that backward and positioning.
Okay. So obviously you're motivated to play this game. You decided at a certain point in your life, you're going to play. And you committed to that. You started playing, and then you were able to go to a adult hockey camp, and you feel that was of good value and use to you. So what is it actually that keeps you motivated to play and pushes you to go out there at 50? Like you said, you know, we're a little sore each day, and maybe more sore today than we were yesterday. What keeps you going out there on the ice?
Now we're getting to philosophical points. it's exercise. So, but it's fun. There's a camaraderie that you don't have generally as an adult. There's that team orientation, but just to get out the speed of the game and looking at those that are better. And again, when you start seeing the structures of where I live, we have D, we have C3, C2, C1, and you start seeing some of those skaters in upper leagues, even watching you on the ice and some of your teammates in Atlanta going, wow, they just look smooth on. So there's an aspect of looking at those that are better and going, I want to get better. I'm tired of having the goalies joke with me of an over under of falling 8 times in a game.
Right.
Yeah. You get there. Yeah. And that's a true story, Rick. Literally my first season that I played, the goalies who are hugely supportive, our D League, the guys are really, really supportive and joking and trying to teach. But the one time he's like, yeah, the goalie and I have a bet. 8 times you're going to fall. I'm like, really? I'm a source of amusement for you guys. He's like, yeah, that's the fun of D-League. I was like, okay.
Hey, just tell him, just shut up and stop the puck.
Yes.
I played pickup yesterday, and my goalie said to me, he says, you got to stop thinking so much. He says, you got to get rid of the puck faster. You hold on to it too long. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, just shut up and stop the puck. But I'm like, I'm not thinking too much. I'm just not that good of a hockey player. Like,
Yeah.
I'm just not that good.
Yeah. Like, just do your own job.
Yeah. Try to stop the puck for the point. I'll be happy then.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, Eric, one of the things that I noticed, and we talked a little bit about it with Bobby, was I've gone 3 times. He's gone once, and you've now gone once. One of the things that I definitely felt with this camp that I maybe didn't realize I felt with the previous two was, and I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but just the mental side of everything you do in that 4-day period, it is a lot of stuff to go over, to try and absorb, and to stay mentally sharp as best you can, because you're getting pushed physically, you know, the 12 hours on the ice, and it's, you know, we talked about Friday evening is about the only time you have off. Otherwise you're kind of at the rink, or you're getting ready to be at the rink, or you're doing something. And so it's a mental challenge to go to this. Would you say did you experience a similar, you know, kind of thing while you were at camp, that maybe you got mentally drained at a point and maybe you had to kind of push yourself through that? Did you just absorb everything like a sponge?
Yeah. Candidly, I don't know what I don't know. So I was just trying to go through it as best as I can. And candidly, I think I asked Rick the question via email. I thought it was like 12 hours of scrimmage. Like, I had no concept that it was like, wow, I'm going to be really tired after like 12 hours on the ice of scrimmages. In fact, we still could have done more scrimmages than the 120 minute session that we had. No, I didn't get mentally fatigued. It really, everything was new. Everything, I'm there to learn. And again, I probably was missing a lot of the nuances and finer aspects of what was being taught because of just if you're trying to absorb water coming out of a fire hose kind of thing. So I wasn't mentally tired. I was physically tired, but everything was just like new and I was excited to learn.
Okay. Okay. It'll be interesting as you go next year to see if kind of, I guess the way I I could explain it the best is that maybe I was, because I've been a couple of times, I've been exposed to a lot of the stuff that we talked about, whether it was the specific on ice stuff or the off ice stuff, that maybe I was really trying to focus on the details because I understood the bigger picture mm-hmm. and kind of the idea. And those fine details of just, you know, the where to put the pressure on your skates for a certain thing, where to be on the ice for a certain period of time, on top of everything else you're doing, maybe that was where I got caught in the minutiae of that stuff. And it just was really mentally tiring for me. Not that it was a bad thing. I thought it was good that I got stretched that way. But I was just wondering if that was something you experienced as well.
Again, remember, Austin, you're good enough that you're looking at the finer points of how to understand how to balance between in and out edges. We were joking. I have no, my outside edge is still lost. I haven't found it. Like,
don't be fooled. Neither have I.
Yeah. But in truthfulness, Austin, though, I mean, Newt, you've been there three times. You were a huge help. Like, you were chiming in on some of the drills. You were present in the moment trying, like, you were almost a quasi coach going through it. So at least that's what I took away. Like, okay, who's this Austin guy and why does he keep chiming in? And then by the end of camp, I was like, this is why. He's literally been here enough where he's helping the coaches.
Well, I appreciate that. And sorry if I stepped on any toes, coaches out there.
No, I mean, as a player coach, I mean, so you probably were more in tune and aware of the mental aspect.
And I think part of it too, is I'd made a lot of the mistakes in trying to undo everything that I had never learned and that I had practiced really poorly for 10 plus years of playing hockey. I mean, the beauty with a guy like you, you don't have a lot of terrible habits like I have. I'm trying to undo a lot of really bad habits. So if there was a way, at least my thought process is to help you guys undo that or not get into that rut, then I definitely mm-hmm. want you to see that, because there's nothing better than seeing yourself get better at hockey and be able to play with higher level players and make plays you never thought you'd be able to make. You know, I'm way better of a hockey player, even though I'm terrible, than I ever thought I was going to be when I picked up a stick and some rollerblades at 24 years old. You know, mm-hmm. I always find that motivational just for myself.
Agreed.
Yeah. Okay. Rick, do you have anything you want to throw at Eric before we kind of wrap up here?
Not so much a question, just a comment. Like, it's awesome to, you know, one of the things that I get, you know, charge out of and, you know, kind of keeps me going is, you know, meeting guys like Eric that pick up the game late in life, right? And it's something, you know, in life we have to, you know, what makes life great? It's like learning new things and new experiences. And so here it is, you know, 50 years old, picking up a game that is, you know, it's not an easy game, right? I mean, it's a very difficult game. It's, you know, playing the game in sneakers, running around would be one thing, but when you put those, you know, razor blades on your feet, it just really complicates things. But the joy we get from it, you know, it's a source of exercise and it's a source of motivation, right? Because you want to get better. So, you know, you come to camp, you work on things, you know, next year you're going to come back, Eric, and you're going to, you know, you're going to absorb other things. You're going to, like you said, you were drinking out of a fire hose. You come back the second time and it's like, oh, you know, okay, I kind of know this stuff now. And now I'm starting to pick up some of the finer points. And it's a cool thing. And kudos to you for, you know, getting out there and doing it at, you know, and that's something that, you know, everybody should understand is like, doesn't matter how old you are, right? You know, you can start playing a new sport and get a lot of enjoyment out of it. So thank you for, you know, sharing your story.
Thank you. This has been a blast and I'm had a great experience going down.
Yeah. And I definitely am interested in a year from now when you've gone back to Atlanta a second time, because I'm not quite sure if I'm going to go to Atlanta next year. We might try something a little different. But to get your perspective on a year later, you know, and how much better I know you will be and how much camp is maybe a little bit different for you. So I think that'll be an awesome story. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks. That is awesome, Eric. And like Rick said, thanks so much for sharing your story and being willing to give your two cents on the camp and kind of where it's going to take you in the future as a hockey player. And Rick, let's chat real quick. Nothing much has happened on the camp front since the last episode, but you do have a couple creeping up real quick. So you want to go over those?
Yeah, absolutely. So we head to Buffalo, New York next week. We've got our camp there June 3rd to 6th. Then the following weekend, we're on Cape Cod. That's the 10th to 13th. And then we have a week off. That Father's Day weekend, we're off. And then we are in Vail, Colorado, the last weekend in June. I believe it's the 24th to 27th. So a busy, busy month coming up.
Okay. And just for those listening out there, I think Rob is still actively in Hawaii avoiding us.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll have him back next time. And we do hope to get one of the coaches from the Atlanta camp on for the part four of this. So if you are listening out there, it might be a couple of weeks after this publishes before we get another episode just because of the travel schedule. But again, thanks, Eric, for coming on today. We appreciate it. And thanks to all the listeners for tuning in. Rick, thanks for being here as always and helping me put out this to everybody who listens. And any final parting thoughts, Eric?
No, great. Thanks. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, awesome. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, Eric. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
Rick, anything else you want to throw out there?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Well, thanks everyone for listening. And we hope you enjoyed the episode and are looking forward to learning more about how you can improve as an adult hockey player. Again, if you have any topic ideas or any questions, we do have a question out there that's already in. We will be answering it in an upcoming episode. So yes, we will answer questions if you send them in. Go ahead and email us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com. You can also hop on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram if that's easier and throw something on there. And we'll get back to you on that. So if you can, if you're a subscriber, go ahead and share us with a friend and leave a 5-star Apple Podcast review. And until next time, keep working hard at improving each time you're out on the ice.